Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Everybody's back. Kennedy had her surgery on Thursday. No, you were still feeling a little bit under the weather yesterday.
Yeah, I'm still not like 100, but I feel much better than I have.
It was interesting because when we talked about this last hour, one of the things that you mentioned, and I remember Lana kind of feeling the same way, was about your mental health after the surgery.
Yeah.
And kind of how it really hit you.
Yeah, my girlfriend Sabra had texted me and she was like, are you doing all right? And I was like, my stomach is a mess. I think because I was, you know, for days you take, every 4 hours you take between the acetaminophen and the ibuprofen, ibuprofen to stay ahead of the pain. But I wasn't eating a whole lot because I didn't have a whole lot of hunger. And, you know, my stomach is a mess anyways. So it just made things worse. And then I just felt awful and I was really nauseated. So I was able to get whatever that nausea medicine is they give you. And she was like, looky, you know, there's this thing, I don't know if they told you about it or not, called like surgical depression or something like this that comes along with after you've had something like this, that it hits you a little bit, I guess, in a place, and that, you know, a bit of anti-anxiety medicine could be your friend. She was like, call your doctor. I'm like, oh, honey, I already have some. Thank you for the advice, though. Because I really hadn't taken any of my other meds just because I wasn't trying to put so much on board that I couldn't, you know, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, there were moments that I was fine, and then there were moments that I would just sob like a child. And I was really grateful that Mr. X was able to be here the whole time with me. He got here on Wednesday night. He didn't leave till yesterday, first thing in the morning. So
how was his bedside manner as he nursed you back to health?
He's amazing. He set an alarm for every 4 hours. Like, he woke up, you know, like 8 o'clock, midnight, 4 in the morning. He made sure I had my medicine. He, you know, made me milkshakes because that's the only thing I'll eat when I don't feel right. And he was just, I mean, like all day Saturday, I was out. And almost all day Monday, I was out. I was asleep or I was, I just couldn't do anything. And he would just bring me ice. He'd switch out my ice packs. He'd make sure I had my meds. And then I would sit there on the couch or the bed and I would just cry. And I'm like, I'm sorry, this is the worst visit ever. And he was like, no, this is why I came here. I came here to help you. I like it. And thing of it is he likes to do stuff around the house. And when I'm out of commission, he can do whatever he wants around the house.
And you can't stop him?
No.
Is he redecorating and painting?
No, he doesn't do anything like that. But like, any recycle I had around the house has been, you know, torn apart and recycled. Like the boxes that sit by the door.
Well, that's nice.
Gone. Like, oh my God, no, please. I'm not used to people taking care of me. I'm not used to letting people take care of me. I'm not used to having to ask for stuff. I'm not, you know, for the first day I kept walking down the stairs and he's like, would you stop it? Stay where you are.
It's interesting you said, because I was feeling a certain way too. You know, I called you on Wednesday afternoon just to, like, I text and just
such a busy weird
no
day.
And I know, but I knew Mr. X was here, and you know, a lot of times it's me and Lana around for you and whatever's going on, and the fact that he was around to help take care of you, I had a little FOMO. I was like, well, I like to be in the guy. But I was
so
happy.
Still the guy. You
no, I know, but I appreciated.
You are my emergency contact for
everything. Oh, you're the same for
everything.
Us. You're the same
you
for
have
us.
To know that if anything ever
that.
Happens to me in my life, you're getting the call.
But it was
not him.
I
you.
Was just so happy he was around.
Yeah.
And that he was like, he was the point, like he was texting me.
Yeah,
Dan, so. I got his phone number, by the way, now.
Yeah, so I wanted
so
him
we
to
can
let
now contact
you know,
any Mr. X anytime we want.
So that you could text everybody around here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And
I
my
know.
Sister and then
yes.
whatever.
But it was I did think about that it was nice that he was here.
It
you,
was
you had
it
somebody
was really
in your life.
Great. It was the weirdest experience of my life because, as I say, I'm just not good at letting people help me.
And we have some audio from Mr.
Yes,
X.
So one thing he did, he came up day before yesterday, like at one point to bring me something to drink or whatever, and he just had this look on his face. I'm like, what have you been doing? And apparently he cleaned out my entire refrigerator.
Oh.
Because I don't eat food.
Was there a lot to clean out?
Well, I just apparently, but
you have a lot of expired stuff in your fridge.
What do you think? So I want to say though that this was I kind of had forgotten. I was healing. I wasn't thinking about the show. I apologize. Oh, so
you forgot your broadcaster brain.
I did. So this is okay. Like maybe when I woke up at one point early in the morning to take my meds or something. So we're both kind of asleep, but I wanted to ask him why he cleaned the refrigerator.
But you grabbed your phone, and I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome.
Why did you clean up my refrigerator?
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, that and the air conditioner was going. I apologize for everything.
It's okay.
Why did you clean up my refrigerator?
To make sure you had room for other things.
For all my food.
I don't want you to eat stinky things.
It's the oldest thing you found in there.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Well, thank you for cleaning up.
Wasn't nearly as bad as the first time I did.
Well, thank you for taking care of me when I don't feel well. Appreciate it.
You cleaned out the freezer, too.
Basically, he said, I said, why did you clean out the fridge? He's like, well, because I wanted to. And I said, what's the stinkiest thing you found? And he said, oh, I don't know.
I love that you have an international spy cleaning out your fridge.
It made him happy. I don't know what to tell you.
Can you talk a little bit of the outpouring of support that you got from everybody? Because I had people, a bunch of people DMing me asking how to send you stuff or what your favorite snack is. Or
yeah, and so just if I could say one thing, it would be don't. And if you wanted to, it was a little, how do you say it? It was a little overwhelming. It was just a lot, and I wanted to respond to everyone. So mm-hmm. If I haven't responded to you, I promise I will.
You don't have to respond to anybody.
But
nobody expects a response.
But know that. And I just, you know, I want to thank people who took the time out to, like, send flowers to my mm-hmm. house. It was the day after surgery. The doorbell was ringing, like, every 10 minutes. It was like,
it's a lot, wasn't it?
So I had to keep the door open so that he could see it. Because the mm-hmm. doorbell doesn't ring in my house. It rings on my phone. Mm. You know, I have, like, a Ring doorbell.
Right.
Did your apartment look like a botanical garden right now?
It smells pretty nice, I'm not gonna lie. But
it's so many people texting me, what's Kennedy's address? I'm like, I don't know if I'm allowed to give you that.
Yeah, the only person I gave it to was Jason Santos because he was just on the show.
And that's fine.
Everyone else, I was like,
plus, she's got a secret spy living there. I don't know if I should be giving this to you.
Yeah, at this point, moving forward, if you want to do something nice,
send it to the radio station.
Join my 5K for Samaritans. Do that. But in any event, it was.
And so
it has been a humbling experience.
When does chemo start?
I don't have to do chemo.
Or sorry, radiation. When does radiation start?
So I have my
2 weeks.
Check in with my surgeon next Thursday to make sure everything is healing properly, and then I have my oncology appointment that following Monday. And I suppose at that point mm-hmm. we'll start. They'll set me up the schedule, and then it'll be 4 weeks, 5 days a week for the radiation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Melvin has been evicted.
Melvin has
kicked
been
his ass.
Evicted. That is the rumor. So yeah, I'll know. I guess probably because they said they take the sample and make sure mm-hmm. that the margins are clean, as they say. And if they're not, then we might have to
put
go
me
back
down
in.
For coming with you a couple of times.
No worries, man. No worries.
Yep.
What I understand is like 15 minutes in and out. Like I don't know, but what I hear is like also too it could.
Yeah.
For some people, they did 4 weeks and it was fine.
Right.
For some people, they couldn't even drive by the end of it.
Yeah. So what I remember when Lana went was some days it went quickly, some days it didn't. Uh-huh. You know, sometimes we'd grab something to eat there, and sometimes
we'd
get a wait
or something.
Yeah. Sometimes they're running late because of scheduling.
Yeah.
If it's a holiday and it moves quickly, so I think
so
all of those
we'll
things
see.
Will happen.
I'll know more then.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Know. It is good to be back. Thank you.
Mm. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. It's Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.